So we all know how big and passionate pro sports can get.
He's all by himself, fires into the end zone, touchdown!
And then there's this.
Continue to rip it down.
JG! JG!
Halt! It's your MLG Spring Champion!
That's not the NFL. It's MLG, Major League Gaming, esports. And it's selling out live events at stadiums like LA Staples Center. Fans watch gamers compete on stage in soundproof glass booths. Millions more watch online. But many gaming rock stars are foreigners, mostly from Korea, where gaming is huge. And they've lobbied the U.S. for years to be recognized as pro athletes. Now, immigration officials are saying yes and issuing them coveted P1 work visas, normally reserved for pro sports players.
Yeah, my name is Choi Sung-hoon. My gaming name is Bolt. When I was like 6 or 7, I started to play video games.
Che's 25 now and a master at StarCraft II, an intricate military sci-fi game. And with a visa, he can live full-time in Atlanta and train with other players. As for those who say esports isn't a sport, he says, just watch.
In like 10 or 20 years, many people will recognize it as a sport.
It took his parents in South Korea a while to accept his gaming.
Of course, my parents hated that because I used to play games too much, but very difficult to get good grades, but I was doing well, so my parents couldn't touch me.
And he started winning big gaming tournaments. Here's Che, called by his nickname Polt, after winning a live StarCraft II match in front of fans in the U.S.
And I'm showing to my fans I'm still one of the best players in the world. Best of them.
Well, congratulations.
But Che isn't in Atlanta by himself. He lives with another StarCraft II player, Don Han Kim, nickname Violet. He's also Korean. Growing up, he'd play video games in secret while his parents slept. Once, he snuck out and headed to Seoul for a televised gaming competition there. He left his parents a note saying, "Turn on the TV Sunday night, I'll be on." And he won the game.
Then my parents said, "I'm so happy, I'm so proud of you." And after that happened, my parents just do support me.
That's Kim and Che at home practicing, clocking 300 APM, or actions per minute, on their consoles. Speed is key, along with game strategy. I asked them about a typical day. It's practice before and after lunch, then the gym, dinner, and then...
starting practice again until midnight is a long day.
Also in the house, their manager, Andrew Tomlinson, who's 23. He's the one who persuaded immigration officials to give his players a visa.
I think that if a normal person tried to pick up the game and play that these guys are playing, they would immediately find out how difficult it is. And the live events is where the bigger money is at.
And what about the U.S. fan base for esports? It doesn't match Korea or China's, but it's growing. At a dinner recently, I ran into Alex Haskell, a lawyer in San Francisco, and a serious gaming fan.
So I guess I played it, and then I started watching it on YouTube. Then I found out there's this Korean league. I realized eventually, okay, this is where all the best players are. And then I kind of got sucked in.
But his roommate, Anand Parikh, isn't a convert.
He tried to, like, get me into it, and I understand, like, kind of what's going on, but
it's weird when he calls it new sport, I'm not going to lie. It's slightly strange. I'm a very analog sport guy, I guess. The sports where people actually do things with other physical human beings.
Opinions aside, the reality is cyber sports are growing, and independent players like Che and Kim can earn tens of thousands of dollars at a single match. But Kim, a StarCraft II champion, might have to take a break soon.
I have to go army because I'm a Korean, and then just look at girl and marry and just no more life.
Normal life. But for now, it's about practice, keeping fit, and enjoying living in the U.S. legally as a recognized pro high-tech athlete. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.